Lee Raymond leveraged his friendship with Vice President Cheney one last time. ExxonMobil's upstream division was negotiating with the Abu Dhabi National Oil Company over a stake in a 50-billion-barrel complex oil field called Upper Zakum. The government of the United Arab Emirates was willing to sell a 28% interest in the field in exchange for technology and engineering work that would enhance production and profitability. The terms generally offered by the UAE were tough. The government takes something like 99% of revenue, Frank Chemnitz, ExxonMobil's regional president, remarked. Yet it was an immense prize, one of the largest undeveloped fields available in the world, hosted by a small, friendly emirate that possessed just less than 10% of the world's oil and the fifth largest reserves of natural gas. The UAE depended upon American military protection for its very existence, yet American oil companies had managed to secure only 13% of the foreign participation available to international majors. European and British firms had 60%. The Upper Zakum sale would provide the corporation that bought in with a substantial boost to its booked oil reserves. Initially, ExxonMobil, BP, Chevron, Shell, Total, and a Japanese company submitted bids. The Supreme Petroleum Council narrowed the field to ExxonMobil, BP, and Shell, and the negotiation ultimately came down to a competition between ExxonMobil and Shell. A wide gulf of perceptions emerged between how the U.S. Embassy in Abu Dhabi saw its efforts on ExxonMobil's behalf and how the corporation saw them. The embassy has a long tradition of advocating on behalf of U.S. oil companies for government contracts and tenders, the Post reported to Washington. Our close and continuing relationships with the powerful elite in the UAE has no doubt led to increased U.S. exports, selection of U.S. firms for various contracts and tenders, and positive resolution for U.S. firms in commercial disputes. Yet in the clinch on the Zakum talks, ExxonMobil believed that State was not doing enough to pry the deal loose from Shell. Finally, Dan Nelson persuaded Raymond to place a call to Cheney. What the hell is with this country? Was the thrust of Raymond's message. The largest corporation headquartered in the United States by profits, a locus of American employment and shareholder wealth, could not persuade State to intervene aggressively in a prospective overseas deal even when the only competitor was a non-American firm? The vice president's office later reported back that even they had been unable to persuade state diplomats to lobby hard for ExxonMobil, an early indicator, perhaps, of Cheney's declining stock during Bush's second term, or else a confirmation of Raymond's long-standing hypothesis about state's general uselessness and antipathy toward American oil companies. Ultimately, ExxonMobil's representatives were told Vice President Cheney had picked up the phone and called contacts in the UAE government himself. ExxonMobil won the exclusive right to negotiate for the project, pushing Shell aside. Raymond flew to the Emirate early in October 2005 and met UAE President Khalifa bin Zayed in order to allow Abu Dhabi to raise any major outstanding issues in the deal. The issues that remained were mostly about money, and Zayed appeared sanguine. And now that ExxonMobil was on track, it wanted the Bush administration to back off. When Energy Secretary Samuel Bodman arrived the following month, the embassy briefed him, ExxonMobil would prefer that we do not carry a strong, specific advocacy message on its behalf for the Upper Zakum bid, citing the sensitive nature of the negotiations and the timing. ExxonMobil could be as maddening a partner for state diplomats as for its peers in the oil industry. The corporation wanted what it wanted, and it was not easy to please. ExxonMobil soon finalized a 20-year contract to raise production in Upper Zakum. A UAE official involved in the talks emphasized that Exxon's technical proposal was the deciding factor, and that given the geological complexity of the oil field, Abu Dhabi was more interested in know-how than money. The corporation's capabilities to increase oil recovery and efficiently build production capacity were key considerations in its success in winning the deal, ExxonMobil reported publicly. The corporation's executives often claimed that they did not require favors from the U.S. government, did not take direction from the White House, and preferred global independence. The reality was far more complex. The corporation had a direct line to Cheney and negotiated with state and Abu Dhabi as its interests dictated. Raymond retired on January 1, 2006. Between the day he started work at Exxon in 1963 and the end of his career, he had seen whipsawing change in the global energy industry. The nationalizations and price shocks of the early 1970s, the price collapse of the 1980s, the Cold War's end, and the opening of new oil frontiers in Africa and Central Asia, two oil-fueled wars in Iraq, the emergence of global warming as a threat, and the market upending growth of China and India as oil importers. Since 1993, Raymond had steered the corporation through these events with his eye firmly fixed on ExxonMobil's profits. This is perhaps the single biggest and most powerful legacy of Lee Raymond, raw profitability, wrote Paul Sankey and Adam Siminski of Deutsche Bank in an assessment time to Raymond's retirement. The current level of cash flow being generated by the company is unprecedented by historic standards.